Fatigue at work isn't just about being tired. It's that deep, heavy exhaustion that doesn't disappear after a good night's sleep. For many people navigating menstrual cycles, perimenopause, or menopause, fatigue can be hormonal and unpredictable, and that can make a standard workday feel overwhelming. So the first thing to know is this: fatigue is not a personal failing. It's a physiological signal. Instead of pushing harder, start by working with your energy, not against it. So try noticing your natural peaks and dips. Are there times of the day when your focus is better? If possible, protect those windows for higher concentration tasks and schedule things like admin or lower stake work when energy drops. The next thing is in terms of energy conservation, not just time management. So ask yourself, what actually drains me and what quietly restores me? Because small adjustments matter. So this could be short screen breaks, standing or stretching in between meetings, eating regularly to help stabilise blood sugar levels, and ensuring that we're staying hydrated throughout the day. All of these will support energy regulation, not just comfort. And some flexibility or reasonable adjustments might help. So this could be adjusted start times, remote or hybrid days. It could be flexible working, breaking work into shorter, focused blocks. So you don't need to disclose everything about your health to ask for what you need, but you can frame fatigue as an impact on performance and sustainability, not a weakness. And finally, be mindful of how you talk to yourself. Many people respond to fatigue with criticism. So they might have thoughts of, why can't I just cope? I used to be able to manage this. Try replacing this and reframing your mindset with, what support would help me function better today? Managing fatigue at work isn't about doing less, it's about doing work in a way that's realistic, humane, and sustainable for you, your body, and your mind.